with something hollow. What to keep and what to throw away, Mary Chapin Carpenter, from the album Ashes and Roses, a beautiful album. And Jennifer Gassoy, Throw a Penny in the Wishing Well. A charge also to people playing along on Facebook. Beth McCarran, Debbie Tobin, Allison Lubomir, and Bonnie. Also, Kel and Bob out in Sewickley, all coming up with Throw, the word we were looking for. Charlie said you could also throw a kiss. Indeed, you can. And I mentioned Bill and Homer City before, and Tommy as other answers. It's birthday time now, and we begin with our pal Clark Ingram, who I hope has a radio nearby. Radio's Clark Ingram celebrates a special birthday today. Happy birthday, Clark. We love you. Happy birthday to Letitia as well from your family, and to Maeve of Canfield from Kate and Gerard, Richard from Martha, Jessica, and Nathan. Also today we have Mason of Charlotte, North Carolina for Mom, Dad, Taylor, and Caitlin, and Emma of North Oakland for Mom, Dad, and Eleanor. Tomorrow our birthdays include Sarah of Carrick, from Stacy, Mark, Henry, and Harrison, Jacob of Mount Lebanon, from Barb, Lou, Sam, Nicholas, Francesca, and Natalie, Kelly of West Homestead, from Ann and David, Fred of Collier, from wife Linda, and Sullivan from Amy, Ava, Juniper, and family. On May 23rd, we have Julia of Ligonier, Marilyn of Murraysville, Rita of Trafford, from Mary Jo, Brian, Elaine, Christopher, and Uncle Jim and Aunt Nicolette, and Olivia of Oakland, and Nate of West Homestead, from Ben and family. On the 25th, we remember Brendan Foley on what would be his 41st birthday. Amy of O'Hara, from Mike and John, and James of Carnegie. May 26th, we have Christian from Dana, Marty, and also Harris. Michael of Bear Rocks, from Elizabeth and Jessica. Noah of Mount Lebanon. Kaylee May, from Ken, Georgine, Connor, and Derek. Julia of Shadyside, from Mom Abigail and Michael. Twins, Bryn and Jimmy of the North Side, from Kyla, Liam, and your family. And finally, on May 27th, Claudia of West Falls, from Stu, is on our birthday list. We remember her birthday. And Ava of Crafton, from Mom and Dad and Owen.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive a hand-delivered Saturday Light Brigade birthday card. K carried by a uniformed employee of the United States government, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my place. Why don't you kick off your shoes and slow your pace? We heard that you were asking for more to eat. Well, grab yourself a plate and find yourself a seat. Hey! Chambalaya's on the stove, smell it as you walk in. Sing it with me now. Potato tots are back and we're hungry again. Everybody's smiling in a good mood. Ears full of music and a belly full of food. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sends a melody to my soul. I got music to play all night and a mighty big appetite. Yeah, grab a napkin, get a plate, and let's go. In one big line, wearing our bibs and looking real fine. Steaming bowl of rice and a nice thick fruit. Ears full of music and a belly full of food. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sends a melody to my soul. I got music to play all night. Trumpet in my dish. A little bit of sax is my next wish. I'm swooping and swinging on the slide trombone. Good food and friends make you feel like you're at home. One fork, one spoon, one bowl. This flavor sings a melody to my soul. I got music to play all night.
That's Ben Tater at the Saturday Light Brigade. Just reminded me of some incredible shrimp and grits I had at a restaurant called Succotash in D.C. Or Succotash. That was not on the menu, but shrimp and grits was, and it was great. During a little trip to D.C., I took a couple of weeks ago. We're going to play Guess Who in J. just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us. Thank you if you came to our Remake Learning open house this past Thursday. It was nice to see Tyler and Adam. Jane and her mom were there. McCray and her mom were there too. A couple of the teens we work with whose moms came by to see our new space. Mike had asked me by text if we had more open houses planned. Indeed, we do, but we don't have the dates yet. We'll let you know. Our Youth Media Center is now open and is getting more and more use on a regular basis as we offer programs for teens as well as younger kids, adult programs too. If you would like more information on current programs, you can go to slbradio.org/apply. slbradio.org/apply. You'll find everything you need to know right there.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to play Guess Who. We're going to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Might be a woman, a man, somebody from theater, Broadway, sports, literature, history, television, film. No matter who it is, we think it will be a name you've heard of before. This week's Guess Who initials are B, P, B, P. That's B as in Blairsville, and P as in Periopolis, B, P. You can guess as many times as you would like, and we will do our best to keep you posted with respect to other BPs that are coming in that are not the ones that we have in mind. 412-200-5975. Let the guessing commence. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Lines are open. Feel free to guess by telephone or text. Not Bob Prince, the great play-by-play announcer. Great guests, nor is it Boris Pasternak or Blaise Pascal. Or Bill Peduto. Some of the guesses coming in so far. Thank you to Tom and McCandless, 412-200-5975. Chaplain Steve says Bernadette Peters. A great guess, not who we're looking for. 412-200-5975. Mike and Marv's has a guess of Bill Pullman. Not Bill Pullman. 412-200-5975. Let's hear from you as we play Guess Who.
I'm still alive somehow. I've got salvation now. Keeps the spirit moving in my soul. Every day I find peace and joy in mind. And it keeps me singing in my soul. I'm singing. Within. And it often tells me when I'm doing wrong. Just steal away and bow my head in prayer. And my heart rings out in triumph song. Hey, I'm singing, yeah, singing in my
Saturday Light Brigade, singing in my soul. And guesses are coming in, and a few correct ones, too. BP are the Guess Who initials we are working with. Angie and Mars got the correct answer. Mike had a guess of Bill Pullman. Butch Patrick from John and Carrick. Mike also had Bill Paxton. Stu has Bonnie Pruden, the fitness pioneer. John and Carrick also has Betsy Palmer. Kathy in Youngstown got the answer correct. Good job, Kathy. Barbara Perkins, a guest from Charlie. Bruce, guest Bob Prince. He says he's shaking his green weenie. It's not Bob Prince. I kind of wish it were Bob Prince. Nor is it baseball's Boog Powell or Brad Pitt or Brad Paisley. All good guesses. Ty and Squirrel Hill, you've got it as well. Ty, by way of an assist, sorry to hear your phone's out of order. Ty, you've got it, though. Well done. Saturday Light Brigade charge to Ty. Rob is in Seneca, and he has a guess of Billy Preston. That's the first one I thought of. when I was trying to guess who it might be, in addition to the one that is correct. It's not Billy Preston. Mike and Mars also guessed Billy Preston. Bill in Homer City thought it might be Mr. Billy Paul. It's not Mr. Billy Paul. A great guess. John and Carrick also with a guess of Bill Paxton. I'm not so sure I need to give you a hint just yet. 412-200-5975. Your hint is it's not any of the names you've heard thus far. Jim with a guess of Butch Patrick as well. Eddie Munster's portrayer. Not it, but a good guess. If you're yelling the correct answer at the radio right now, why not text us or call us? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Bill Parcells also guest. By Tom and Babe the Pig, Blaise Pascal and Boris Pasternak. None of those is it. Guesses continue to come in, 412-200-5975. Brad Paisley from John and Carrick. Jim in Blackridge just got the correct answer. Well done. Alan in Squirrel Hill also just got it. Jim in Crafton Heights with a guess of Boog Powell, not Boog Powell. And I think I've now acknowledged all guesses thus far. 412-200-5975. We'll keep it open for a few more moments. We are playing Guess Who. The initials are BP. BP. Barry Paris just guessed. Barry Paris, the writer and reviewer. It is not Barry Paris. That's a great guess. 412-200-5975.
Now don't suit me, why I keep down that road? Why sit here and be less than while I'm sick starving my soul? What you don't think you can make it? But don't project that on mine, took us too long to face it. Time to left by my side, I hear that talk, talk, and some more talk, but them actions don't be so close. Trying to sustain, doing mundane, it's getting close to the end of the rope. I left my pride back when my heart broke and took peace and faith along. And when the journey got too quiet to calm, I still had the words to my songs.
Dancing to the rhythm of new beginnings.
Dan and Claudia Zanes here at the Saturday Light Brigade, 412-200-5975. A few more correct answers and a few more interesting guesses have come in as we play Guess Who. Not Bonnie Parker of Bonnie and Clyde. Jim in Crafton Heights notes that they were ambushed on the 23rd. Another guess of Billy Paul. Not him. Hello to D and Punk. Satani, it's great to have you listening along with us today, Dee. Do you know we have somebody who works here who... Alexis, is it okay if I reveal that you're from Punxsutawney? Oh, okay. I'm glad, because I just did. But Alexis Thompson is from Punxsutawney, and she's on duty this morning. Hey, Lily and Eli. Are you listening? You're in Hampton Township. You had a great guess. A wonderful guess, Beatrix Potter. It's not who we were looking for, but what a great addition to our list of BPs. And that's really the fun of the game sometimes, is just seeing how many different BPs we can come up with. And you are the only ones that have come up with Beatrix Potter this morning. So thank you for playing along with us, Lily and Eli in Hampton. Well, here is somebody going by the name of Pokey, who is in one of my favorite places, Ricky's too, Lewis, Delaware. Right near Rehoboth Beach, Pokey has the correct answer. And I think I've now acknowledged everybody Big Poison, the baseball player whose nickname is Big Poison, was guest. Last call for Guess Who's. I'm going to take a look on Facebook as you consider phoning 412-200-5975. I've tried my best to keep up with our Facebook participants this morning, which are plentiful. Betty Page, guessed by Jennifer. John assumed Bill Paxton, not Bill Paxton. Joanne in Oil City also guest Beatrix Potter, and Bill has a guest of Bob Prince. Bob Prince is associated with Pittsburgh, of course, but so is this man. Who is the correct BP? Billy Porter.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. People stop and stare. They don't bother me, for there's no place else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by.
Billy Porter, graduate of Pittsburgh Kappa and Carnegie Mellon University, Tony Award winning and Grammy Award winning, Billy Porter. Saturday Light Brigade charge to Pokey of Lewis, Delaware, and to Ty in Squirrel Hill. Kathy in Youngstown also got the correct answer, and I think I've mentioned those that got it correct. I might have missed you, and if I did, my apologies. Saturday Light Brigade charge for coming up with the great Billy Porter. More fun right around the corner, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Arizona. Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Hey! Hey! I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat. Then I won't want you. Everything gonna roll my way. A real gone cat, then I won't want you. You lonely wine, don't look at you when I go rolling by. I'm gonna be a wheel someday. I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna be a real gone cat, then I won't want you.
Mintz and Mason Via at the Saturday Light Brigade. A quick note, if this has been a rough week for you, maybe something didn't go the way you hoped, we are glad that we're able to be here for you to keep you company. And a little bit more on Billy Porter. He attended Reisenstein Middle School and then Alderdice. And our notes say that he graduated from Pittsburgh Kappa in 1987. And then on to Carnegie Mellon. He went where he graduated from the College of Fine Arts with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Drama. Then on to UCLA for a program in screenwriting. The great Billy Porter. More fun to come this morning. We're going to ask you to participate in a game we're about to play. And we ask, if you could, that you keep the letter W in mind.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Were you keeping W in mind? We are looking for animals, and this comes from Mick in St. Clair, who suggested that we do this. I think it was just last week that he suggested animals whose names start with the letter W. We're going to see how big of a list we can create as a family of brigadiers here. Animals whose names start with the letter W. And here's hoping you'll call and join us by giving your animals out on the air. This is a great game for kids and adults to participate in at the same time. Can you think of some animals whose names begin with the letter W? Maybe think if you can think of five and then share them with us. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO. 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Animals starting with the letter W. I've got a few, but I'm curious to hear yours too. Mine are some you'll see if you look down, some you'll see if you look high up in the sky, and some of them are pretty much at eye level. 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's our activity today together. Ooh, I just thought of another one. How about you?
Such a thing when you could just speak what you're trying to sing. Did we get it from the waves, the rhythm of the sea? This idea that we could put our feelings to a beat. Did we get it from the birds, their nature's own choir? Singing songs in the morning, the songs of desire. When words aren't enough to express your feelings, sing them to a tune and feel your heart healing. We sing to say we're all.
We
sing to celebrate the moon.
That is a song called The Song About Songs by a group called The War and Treaty. We're looking for animals starting with the letter W. And a lot are coming in. We'd love to hear yours. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Chaplain Steve has water moccasin, wildebeest, water buffalo, wiener dog, and one I need to look up. Another dog breed here. Let's see, Weimaraner or Weimaraner, perhaps. Very handsome looking animal here. Known as fearless, friendly, and obedient. Recognized as a breed in 1943. A hunting dog, and it does look like it would be a dog that enjoyed hunting, unlike the wiener dog. 412-200-5975. Mike and Mars has wombat, wildebeest, and the wonga pigeon. Jim in Crafton Heights, he has the walrus, and he also has wolf, wallaby, woolly mammoth, wren, and whale. Alan adds wolf, wolverine, weasel, wren, and the wyvern. And Alan says, you didn't mention that the animals actually have to exist. The wyvern is a mythical animal, a two-legged winged creature resembling a dragon. Absolutely fine. Jim in Crafton Heights adds wildebeest. And more are coming in, including the wombat and the worm. 412-200-5975. We're looking for animals starting with the letter W. Dee in Punxsutawney was asking about Fred Rogers Day. The 143rd day of the year, 143, symbolizing I love you, one letter in I, four in love, three in you. Coming together to symbolize Fred Rogers, the 143rd day of the year is May 23rd, Monday, and that's 143 day in Pennsylvania. That was a very special number for Fred. Bill in Homer City has warbler, excellent, woodpecker, weasel, walrus, and the woolly worm. Well done. Steve adds worm, comma, book. And Ron, I am going to pass along your message. Ron's in Norfolk. And he said when we were playing BP, he thought people would guess Bruce Phillips, Utah Phillips, but no, it wasn't him. I don't know if you know, Ron, but Utah Phillips's Loafer's Glory has been repackaged as a podcast, and I love listening to that podcast featuring his songs. 412-200-5975. Did we miss any animals starting with the W? I can think of a huge one that we missed. And I could also think of something he just might happen to eat, or she might happen to eat. 412-200-5975.
Bought a cow from Farmer Jones. She were nothing but skin and bones. Fattened her up just as fine as silk. She jumped the fence and she skimmed her milk. Walla bugger, can't fool me. I'll be as good as good can be. If you see a walla bugger night or day, make a noise like a walla bugger and roll away. There was an old woman from Osaka. She put her false teeth all in her pocket. She put the pipe up on the shelf. She sat right down and she bit herself.
Walla bugger, you can't fool me. I'll be as good can be. If you see a walla bugger night or day.
One little flea and two little mice sat out in the road shooting dice. Along came a horse and stepped on the flea. Out said the flea, there's a horse on me.
Walla bug, you can't fool me. I'll be as good can be. If you see a walla bug night or day, make a noise like a walla bug and roll away.
The moon is high and the stars are bright. There must be a whippoorwill out tonight. The whippoorwill is a friend of man. He eats all the walla bugs that he can.
Walla bug, you can't fool me. I'll be as good can be. If you see a walla bug night or day, make a noise like a walla bug and roll away.
Willie was a whale and he walked on the water and he tried to be rough and he tried to be tough. But Willie wasn't Willie Wuff, he wasn't Wuff at all, he was a Willie White Whale and he walked on the water, oh yeah. One day Willie went a walking on the water, well he wasn't really walking, yes he was, yes he was. No.
was feeling kinda silly. Didn't wanna dilly. Daddy sang to Willy Wally. And Willy heard a sound. So Willy stepped out. And he dove on in. And he swam.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's Justin Roberts. Whale was the one I was trying to encourage you to come up with before when I said there's a big one that we don't have yet. Whale. And more are coming in. I was also thinking of walleye or widemouth bass is something the whale might find tasty if given to him. Jim in Crafton Heights and Ruth in Greenfield both came up with Whippoorwill. Chaplain Steve came up with the Wascally Wabbit, starting with W, and also Wolf and Werewolf. And an animal or a beverage, Wild Turkey. Mick adds Wood Pigeon and Woodcock. Ruth also had woodpecker, and Chaplain Steve has a widow, as in black widow spider, or perhaps widower as a human animal. Mick in St. Clair, who started this all, has winkle, a kind of snail. He also had whale and whirligig. Chaplain Steve, thinking of humans, has the West Texas oil man. And also the Western Rattlesnake, not to be confused with one another. And I think those are all the ones in so far. Do you have any others? Animals starting with the letter W. Ah, Alan says, don't forget the white whale. We did have weasel. We had the Welsh corgi. Oh, the white tiger is one, and a warthog. And a wasp, yet another one. Here is a song I wasn't sure if we had in our library or not, and goodness gracious, we do. This goes back quite a way. Hang on, that's not the one I'm looking for. I could tell as soon as I hit it, but I do have the right sound or the right song. There it is. This is the song I was looking for, the oh-so-appropriate song.
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound. deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because this new, new sound, so deep down in the ground, is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard, that like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard, not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Yeah. Sound of worms.
The newest sound around.
The water skipper.
That you have ever heard.
From Jim and Crafton Heights.
Jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound, so deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strange.
There is a lot of repetition in today's music.
Like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep under the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound, so deep under the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
On the horrible record label, Tony Borello, the name of the artist, and I'm looking to see if we have the date or not, and hang on, I'm looking. We don't, but I would imagine that came out in the 50s or so. In fact, 1953. I just found it. Thank you, Wikipedia, for the assist. And what a lot of fun we had coming up with animals, starting with the letter W. Mick adds Wookiee as another. Well, coming up, we have a story from the WQED Write On, the Writers Contest, celebrating kids who write on. This story is called My Future, and it's from first grader Sophia. We also have Prime Stage Theater cast members from The Amazing Lemonade Girl in our next hour, and the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition winner with selections on harp in our 11 o'clock hour today. I hope you'll be here for Old Time Music with the Snap and Bug String Band, featuring Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, and Dave Christie. It's all coming up as we march through a Saturday morning together, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, WCUC FM Clarion, WSAJ FM Grove City, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Thank you.
My name is Sophia. I am 7 years old. I live in Pittsburgh. The name of my story is My Future. My name is Sophia, but most people call me Sophie or Soph. People know me for my cat ear headbands, loving animals, especially cats, and always being kind. Right now, I'm in first grade and love to take care of my two cats, Pom Pom and Pumpkin. But in my future, I'm going to be a zookeeper and the second female, that means girl, mayor of Pittsburgh. My mom told me the first female mayor of Pittsburgh's name was Sophie too, which is how I got the idea. When I'm mayor, I'm going to make Pittsburgh famous for something new. We can still be famous for sports and steel and bridges and ketchup, but I'm going to say we be most famous for kindness. We will be kind to the earth by not littering and recycling. We will be kind to animals by making sure all pets have food and homes. We will be kind to each other by sharing and working together. If we all work together, Pittsburgh will be the kindest city in the world, and that's how I want my future to be.
Thank you. That was Sophia. What a nice story she just put together. She is in first grade and is another WQED Writers Contest honoree. Good morning to Dick and Butler, who added some additional animals, including wren, wallaby, worm, warbler, and walrus. We appreciate your being here and being part of SLB as always. And good morning to Paul King, who is in Delaware this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Wait for Odetta to come in on this song. I think you'll be amazed at her voice, along with Ramblin' Jack Elliott and David Amram.